Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Key, let's do a recap real quick of your top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, because you controversially had a pick at number 10 over Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, and Tua Tagovailoa, that has roiled the very fabric of sports culture in the United States of America this morning.
Man, stop, man. Look, here's my list. I got 10 guys that I like in the NFL. Not that I don't like the other guys, but these are the ones that I pay attention to that I really like. I like how they deliver the football. They do some things. Derek Carr is at 10, Matthew Stafford at 9, Terrific Tom at 8, Joe Burrow at 7, Justin Herbert at 6, Jalen Hurts at 5, Josh Allen at 4, Aaron Rodgers at 3, Patty Mahomes. I could flip Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes if I wanted to. And then you got Patrick Mahomes at 2 and the great Lamar Jackson at number 1. There's guys that are left off the list, but I don't have 11, I don't have 12, I don't have 13, 14. Some of those guys, and Kyler Murray, Tua, Dak Prescott, those guys are just off my list.
I can understand the first 9. I find it hard to argue against anyone in the first 9, especially when Stafford won the Super Bowl and he made big plays when he needed to. But that number 10, and I like Derek Carr.
Yeah.
If Derek Carr is my quarterback, I'm not looking. I got my quarterback.
Yeah.
But Key, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Tua Tagovailoa, who's 3-0 and leading the league in QBR.
Why do you always have him at the third?
I'll redo
that you
it.
Mentioned?
Tua Tagovailoa, yeah, who's leading the league in that's like the reveal. Tua Tagovailoa is leading the league in QBR and just beat Bill Belichick, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. And obviously, I played everyone. He has the highest QBR.
Pelts.
And by the way, he's leading by a lot in QBR. The next 5 guys are much more closely bunched than Tua is to the second guy, okay? Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, who I get it's not playing, Trevor Lawrence, who's looked very good, and Kyler Murray, who's a special talent and just got paid, right? Derek Carr's over all those guys for you.
Yeah, for me. Some people would argue and say no. Right, Derek Carr lost to the Arizona Cardinals. Do you think that was Derek Carr's fault that they lost to the Arizona Cardinals?
No.
Okay. Did they lose to the Chargers by, I think it was 4 or 5 points? Was that his fault? Yes. Did he throw 3 interceptions? Yes. Did they lose to Tennessee because of him? No. Absolutely not. He had a good game. The interception wasn't his fault.
But you're excusing losses where Tua's balling.
And Max, Monday when we came in after the games this weekend, Key, I remember you saying, because I was like shocked that you said it. You're like, yeah, it looks like Derek Carr's time may be running out in Vegas with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Need to change the scenery.
So for me,
doesn't make him bad.
But when I hear that, though, Key, like if there's a quarterback who is top 10,
Jay's on to
their time is not running out with my organization. You are here.
No, your but Jay, hold on one sec, Key. I think you're missing one thing that it really says, okay? You're right about that. What that really tells you is Key has his eyes on these guys and has a lot of large sample size for Derek Carr. He's made his decision on him. He believes Carr is good, period. So before you could take him off the top 10, you're saying, I know he's good. If he's not working out in Las Vegas, it's because he needs a change of scenery.
He needs a change of scenery, not the team.
That's what
he may need a change of scenery. He may at some point, based on his contract, because his contract is not really locking him in, you get to an age and a point. As a coach, you say, you look at that, you go, okay, we may be served to build this roster and build this team. Let's get some picks for him. Sort of like the Russell Wilson situation. You still think Russell Wilson is good.
Keyshawn Johnson situation.
It's Keyshawn.
They got two first round picks.
Yeah, that was more about money than it was me not doing my job. But I think it when you look at him in Vegas and you Josh McDaniel, you didn't draft him. You inherited him. So now you look at it, you say, well, Seattle needs a quarterback. They may come in and say, we got a 1 for you. We got 2 2s for you. We got a 2 and a 3 or whatever. And you may say, you know what? We're rebuilding anyway. Let's just make some changes.
Dave in South Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? I got to talk to Keyshawn, man.
Holla at me, baby.
Here's what's up, man. In about, like, 6 or 7 weeks, you're going to say, Jay was right. Tua is in my top 10. I was wrong. And you're just going to have to admit it. I mean, you can't see it right now because you're blinded by the fact that you think you know you have these perceived opinions from before the season, but it's like you're not watching. I'm saying you are not watching.
What are you? Let me ask you a question, Dave. What are you watching? Are you watching the highlights? Are you watching the fourth quarter? Or are you watching the beginning of the games to the end of the games and then the second games and the third game? What are you watching? Because I know what I'm watching.
I'm watching the entire game. Tua is balling. I cannot believe you don't see it. Yeah, I'm watching the whole game. He's hitting every clutch pass.
Let me ask you a question.
Dave, is very similar to Stephen A. Smith and the Cowboys. I think we have some significant trolling going on right
Dave,
now. That's what it feels like, Dave.
Let me ask you a question, Dave. You watched the Ravens game, right? You watched it, correct? Dave, still there?
Dave,
you watched the Ravens game against the Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
And he really lit it up in about 6 minutes in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch everything else before that?
See, I
don't. I'm just asking you. Because I know what I saw.
So I couldn't watch. I could not watch the first half.
You sound like Jay Williams now. Stop backpedaling. All I'm telling you is don't look at the stat line in the sheets. Watch the damn game, man. That's all I'm saying. That's just all I'm saying. It's but he watched every game.
It's okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I know you don't like Tua. It's fine.
I just gave
you
Dave.
You don't want to pay him any.
Max,
it's fine.
I gave Dave an out.
You're the Stephen A. Smith.
I gave him an out.
The Miami Dolphins.
Key, you do. Everyone has certain biases. There's no way to not filter the world through some prejudices that you presently have, right? That are built into you. That's what makes us individuals. It's one of the reasons our opinions are different based on the same facts. Key, you are predisposed against short quarterbacks. They need to show you more than tall quarterbacks, period.
You are.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You are probably 90% correct.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably 90% correct. But in this case, it doesn't apply to them because I don't play with them. I'm just looking at it for what it's worth. Just like I told Dave, if you watch the game, those first three quarters in 9 minutes or whatever it was, dude had two interceptions.
Yeah, but
then he overcame it.
But to me, that's extra.
This is great.
Jay, that's extra.
I played in a game in college where literally I had a horrible game. The entire game. Until the last minute against Maryland, and I go off for 10 points, we win the game. It's the greatest comeback in college basketball history.
You get
and
extra
nobody
credit.
Said, like, hey, well, for the first 30, you were horrible. We won the game.
No, wait, Jay, there's more to it than that. When you throw two interceptions,
and
then.
I can't talk to y'all.
Wait, Key.
Because y'all packaging something up trying to sell
Key,
me
Key.
When I'm looking at
I'm
it.
I'm just
Jay.
Selling to you differently than Derek Carr. That's only what I'm talking.
Key, let me just go back to the two interceptions. To me, a player gets extra credit when they were bad, when they struggled early, when they're losing the game, and then they put that behind them and rally with four touchdowns.
But that extra credit doesn't put him in my top 10.
But what has Derek Carr done to be there?
Ask this guy who's calling. I just told him to call.
Greg in Nevada. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
I just told Greg, hey, man, call.
All right. Hey, what's up, Key?
What's happening, baby?
Listen here, Key. Don't let him check you, baby. You know what it is. If you watch Derek Carr, which I've watched every game since he came in the league, he is a winner. He comes back. He got 30-plus or more game-winning drives. And this season alone, the receivers ain't holding on to the pill. Renfro fumbled the game away against Arizona when they could have won the game or tied it with a field goal. Last week, not only did Waller drop the touchdown, but before that, Keenan Cole dropped a one-on-one in the end zone. And another pass that Waller dropped earlier in the game. If you watch Derek Carr, he has played the best ball of his career. He's stepping up in the pocket. He gets out on the perimeter with his legs. The only reason he threw a couple picks against the Chargers is because he had a new toy in Devontae Adams. He probably wants to use him a little bit too much. You feel me?
Man, you ain't got to tell me. You need to tell these two dudes and Stephen A. and other people that don't get
the
it.
The guy from Nevada, I know what the I'm Raiders watching. Fan. The Raiders
it doesn't matter.
Shocker.
Calling up and coming up with explanations for why Derek Carr is
0-3. It's the truth. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Renfro fumbled. So, it wasn't
but,
him.
But Key, it's so funny. He hasn't outplayed. But
he hasn't outplayed
Tua has outplayed Derek Carr by quite a bit this year.
But it doesn't put him, and he hasn't outplayed him. In minutes at the end of the game,
so
he put up four touchdowns.
This is so
that's
funny.
Not our plan.
Who cares when you put up the four touchdowns?
And that's not so funny. Key uses his reasons when they're applicable in his terms. So a lot of times we talk about, well, at the end of the day, even if it is the defense, it comes back to the quarterback. So if it comes back to the quarterback, are we not sitting here
it
saying,
does not come back to the quarterback because Lamar Jackson didn't lose the damn game. The secondary
lost
the game.
They're 2-1. That's fine. They're 2-1. I'm not talking about the Ravens. So you're telling me that Derek Carr is not one of the reasons why the Raiders are 0-3.
Yes, because they lost to the Chargers. He threw the ball to the other guy three times because he was force-feeding his new toy. You just heard the guy say it. I said that
already,
though, Jay.
It just seems like
we're
making a lot of excuses.
How many times do you want me to reiterate the same thing?
Tua Tagovailoa has a new toy. He's force-feeding them, and guess what? They're scoring touchdowns.
And they're winning.
Tua has a new toy also. His name is Tyreek Hill. He's forcing him the ball, and they're scoring touchdowns.
Did he force him the ball this week?
The point is,
did he?
Well, no, not forcing. I'm just saying he's looked. They're targeting Tua a whole lot, especially the first
way more than they're targeting Devontae Adams.
Tyreek, right? And so since going into the season, you were like Devontae's better than Tyreek Hill. He's a higher receiver.
No, I would say
Derek Carr should be able to
receiver.
Okay,
different.
Fine, call him different. Call him different. The point is the point. But you would have ranked Devontae ahead of Hill on a receivers list heading into the season.
Probably so.
Okay. Yeah. So Tua has a new guy.
I think everybody would rank Devontae.
Okay, so Tua has a new dude in Tyreek Hill. They're targeting him 12 times to get whatever it is, and they're winning. Derek Carr has a new dude who's his best buddy from college in Devontae, who's even better. They can't get him the ball. Now that's partly coaching, it's partly the quarterback.
They can't get him the ball. But he also is on a lesser team than the Miami Dolphins.
Of course.
The team is not as good as the Miami Dolphins.
If Derek Carr was on Miami and Tua was on the Raiders, Carr would probably look better than Tua right now, would be my guess.
But he
but they're not.
Look
they're where
bad.
They are.
You keep saying, look, I'm not, he doesn't
I didn't
look
say,
bad.
I'm not saying Derek Carr looks bad. I'm saying Tua got the highest QBR in the world right now. He's leading the league.
I can't do the numbers thing. See, I just can't.
All right, they're 3-0. Can you do that number?
That say they
no, he can't
say
do numbers. Numbers don't matter.
Team. Okay.
Winning numbers
team.
Don't matter. Numbers
number
don't
one
matter.
Team in the AFC. Just beat Josh Allen. Just beat Lamar Jackson. Just beat Bill Belichick's defense.
I can't listen to y'all no more, man. Y'all give me a headache.
All right. Michael in New York. You're on with Keyshawn.
Guys are giving me a headache.
On ESPN Radio. Maybe Michael will back you up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening, Coach?
Max and Jay, you guys got to back off of Key on this Tua thing, man.
Why?
They're not Max, you mean Jay.
Well, for the last 4 years, Keyshawn has needed to say constantly that Josh Allen had to show him something. Even when he balled out for the last two seasons. This is the first time I've heard Keyshawn speaking highly of Josh Allen, so why can't the same thing be for Tua?
Well, the reason for Josh Allen is because Josh Allen's moment, right? I came into the season in a moment of truth for me. Wasn't the Kansas City. He didn't lose to Kansas City because of him. He lost to Kansas City because of Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes and that sorry ass defense. He needed to have a big moment, and that big moment was going on a Thursday night in front of the world and unleashing on the Super Bowl champion Rams. And I'm like, this dude, okay, yeah.
Tua has more to prove to Key because he's shorter than Josh
stop.
Allen. And because, wait, and because because Josh Allen has raw tools that in terms of the strength of his arm, that are different. Tua is going to have to make up for that with historically great accuracy because we already know Josh Allen has his historically great arm, right?
Absolutely.
Who do you want to go to?
I don't care. You just go to anybody. I can care less.
Go to Darryl.
Let's go to Asadi.
Yeah, go to Asadi in the ATL. I think you said his name right, right?
Asadi, yeah, right?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's happening, man?
Not much. So I'm sorry to get on you, Keyshawn, but I just can't agree with Derek Carr.
Like, let me ask you a question. Why you don't like Derek Carr?
Well, it's not that I don't like him. It's just.
Let me rephrase that. Why don't you think he belongs in the top 10?
Well, he's the only quarterback in your top 10 that team has not won a game yet.
Okay.
And if you're a top 10 quarterback, to me, you can't start the season 0-3. I understand that.
Joe Burrow picked up a victory against the Jets, but I understand that.
Yeah, and it seemed like, well, see, first, I'm a Broncos fan, but I'm not trying to be biased in any way, but yeah. It seemed like every year with the Raiders,
yeah,
they're always, the fans and everything is always saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be this year. Now they got Devontae Adams and everything, but it's still not producing any numbers or any results in the winning category. So to have Derek Carr and there's other quarterbacks that's doing better with new teams, I don't know. Your list is just – every 1 through 9 is good. Like Max said, 1 through 9 is good, but number 10, I just don't know about that one.
Yeah, if I listen to Max, I'm in trouble, Max.
Milton in Buffalo. You're on, Milton.
Milton, you're a Raiders fan, right?
Yes.
Okay, talk to us.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, I don't know what Keyshawn talking about. Derek Carr, he hot garbage. I mean, he been at the end of games the last couple of years, he ain't did nothing. If you look at the Cincinnati game in the playoffs, the last play of the game, Waller was open. He shot in the double coverage. Like, I've been ready to get rid of Derek Carr. He is hot garbage. Mm.
It's a diehard Raider.
What's your response to the hot garbage point?
He's a Raider fan, and he's frustrated, and they're 0-3. And Derek Carr took the team on his back last year and willed him to the playoffs. And, you know, so I get it. I understand.
Here's Brett in Florida who's going to make a point that I haven't heard yet today.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Brett?
Brett.
Hey, how you guys? Hey, yeah, you going to make some room for my boy Watson when he comes back now?
Yeah, he'll be in the top 10 when he gets
back. So
that
gets rid of Derek Carr for you?
Yeah, that'll probably get rid of Derek Carr.
So I'm going to say...
Yeah, that'll get rid of Derek Carr.
Easily.
Yeah, I would have...
I'm no damn fool, Max.
No, I get it. Look, there are...
I'm not just I'm saying something to get clicks on social media because I don't have it.
Key, what you've forgotten about football, I'll never know. I'm not trying to compare. I'm just saying...
Well, that is true.
Of course. In terms of... I have a very good brain for comparative analysis, however, and I will say this. There are 32 teams in the league.
Yes.
So if you're one of the top 16, you're in the front half, and if you're not, you're in the bottom half of the league, right? I think Derek Carr is a front half of the league quarterback, but I would put him 16 out of those 16. I would have 15 guys ahead of him, but I would still take him over guys like Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, someone like...
Absolutely.
I think Derek Carr is good. I think he's good. But I would have him...
I think he's like 11, 12,
really?
13.
So you have him ahead of Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Russell Wilson.
Probably I would take Russ, but even though it doesn't look that way this year.
But you'll take Russ.
Russ.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
You're taking Derek Carr with Trevor Lawrence?
What little bit of clips I've seen.
Yeah. It looks good, doesn't it?
It looks good. I need to see a little bit more, though. Yeah. It's only three games, though. Last year it didn't look...
What's your gut tell you, Jay?
Oh, my gut tells me that Trevor Lawrence will end up being the better bet, but still.
Yeah, okay. My gut tells me he'll end up being a better bet as well because he's got real coaching and stuff like that. He got some stuff that the ball comes out a certain way.
Oh, it sure does.
It comes out a certain way.
He's 6'6". He's got the hair. Come on.
I don't care about the hair.
He's drafted one overall. He's got it all.
He's a family guy. I know you're going to tell me he proposed to his high school sweetheart in the middle of the field. Yeah.
He's got it all. National champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Jay, Key has 9 guys you agree are ahead of Derek Carr. You would also take Tua, that's 10. You would also take Russ, that's 11. Are you taking Dak or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Over Dak?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll take Derek Carr over...
I think Derek
Jay
Carr...
Jay has Derek Carr ranked higher than I do.
I think Derek Carr would look a lot better than Dak in that Dallas Cowboy offense.
Interesting.
If you gave him those toys?
Interesting. I like Dak a little bit more. I think of them as very similar.
Very similar.
The bottom line is...
Why do you like Dak a little bit more?
The bottom line is Dak, when he has been healthy, has won more than Carr and has put up better numbers than Carr. And the look of him, when I see him, he's a little more. He's got a little bit more of what I want.
Talk to you.
Why not?
Max, because you're sitting there, he wins more than
Well, if it's close, what are you going to look for? Who wins more?
Raiders.
All right. Okay.
You knew who that coach was?
Well, that's true. It's in a bet, but not anymore. Not there anymore.
Yeah, but they got a new coach.
All right.
A brand new coach. Like, literally.
Dak had a new coach, too.
And they didn't win.
Yeah, but they didn't. They were better than the Raiders.
What do you mean?
They brought me into the playoffs. No, they didn't.
Mike McCarthy didn't. I mean, his first year, they didn't make it.
Oh, yeah.
He got hurt.
He got hurt. But before he got hurt, he was in the MVP conversation.
He was in a fake MVP conversation.
Okay, I agree with that. Nevertheless.
Look, Max. Don't throw the MVP. He wasn't even, what were they, like 1-4?
Yeah, I don't
like,
remember.
Come on,
I don't
man, stop.
Remember. I'd be lying if I said I can't remember. It all blurs together.
You do remember they were not winning, though.
I do remember
this. He was
this.
Putting up.
Look, I think they're very
astronomical
similar.
Numbers,
I think they're similar. You guys like Carr. I'll take Dak. I think they're basically
the same. I was kind of like right in that little pocket, like between, you know.
I wouldn't be mad if they one fell off the board and I had to take the other.
Yeah.
Sure, I wouldn't be mad.
Sure, but you're taking Deshaun Watson when he's on the field.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there's 10 with Russ is 11, with Tua is 12, so you have Carr 13.
Y'all can take pocket.
13, 15.
Over Trevor Lawrence, over Kyler Murray, over Dak Prescott. And I have him 16 because I have those three guys ahead of him.
That's fine.
And Key has him 9. 10. No, or 10, no sorry. 11 when Deshaun Watson gets back.
Yeah, 11 when Deshaun comes back.
All right. It's all in the same range.
I like Russ, but I don't like Russ better than I like Carr.
Right. So 11 through 16 says in one of those five slots
plus, I don't
that
know why I'm
you
talking
are
to y'all.
A bottom third of the league, top half of the league guy.
Here I go with the athlete stuff. I don't know why I'm talking to y'all because ain't neither one of y'all ever caught a pass.
Oh, I've caught passes before.
You can even throw me something now. I won't
look,
catch
passes before. I mean, look, Max, why am I talking to y'all?
Yeah, by the
I'm
way,
I'm the only guy qualified to know about quarterbacks on this show.
You could throw me something now. I wouldn't catch it. Although the quarterbacks you had, you're not that qualified to talk about
yeah,
these guys.
That's very true.
I guarantee you, I got great hands. I got great hands.
Oh, God. That's a favorite athlete cop-out. What do you know?
What do you know?
You've never done it before.
I mean, by the way, there's some truth to that. The funny thing is that's insecure of the athlete, but it's also insecure of the non-athlete to be like, oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. Of course it means something. How could you say it doesn't mean anything?
It doesn't mean anything.
Who does Stephen A. Smith think is the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Yeah,
he's coming right up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Go to the app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio, and boom, you can take us with you live wherever you go. You have your driveway moment in the car. You're waiting. I don't want to be late for work, but I need to hear my guys. That's fine. Turn on the app. Turn off the radio. Walk right in with us in your ears. Stephen A. Smith is with us now, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
First take, of course. What's going on, Stephen A.?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on, baby?
Man? How about them Cowboys?
Man.
Man, don't get on my damn nerves this morning. Don't do that. Don't do that, okay?
Ain't
I mean, playing
laugh.
Against them sorry Giants. You know, they played half a team, but it's all right. It's okay. They're all right. They still ain't winning the division. They probably ain't making the playoffs, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm a battle with you on that in about 30 minutes on first take, so we'll have
that conversation. Get the beat down.
No, yeah. but
it's all right, we can do that.
Look, man, if the Cowboys, if they beat Washington football team next week and Dak is ready to play.
Which they will.
Okay.
Which they will.
And Cooper Rush gets another victory, but Dak is ready to go the following week against the Rams. What do you do, though, if you're the Cowboys? You keep rolling with Rush or you move back to Dak?
Hell no. When Dak is ready, you play Dak. Now, you don't rush him back. You make sure he's 100% if you win a football game. But we know Cooper Rush ain't no damn Dak Prescott. Let's not get that twisted. We understand that that's not the case. Let's put that in its proper perspective. He's playing decent football. It ain't like he went out there and looked like the second coming of Dan Marino or somebody. He's been a serviceable quarterback who's made some good plays. He doesn't turn the football over. He's been a solid, bona fide backup. Congratulations. But that's about all. Let's pump the brakes on that.
Stephen A., what do you do if you are the Giants right now? Because they're a very one-dimensional offense, right? Saquon Barkley or nothing, essentially. I don't know what the hell has happened to the wide receiving core if they're even on the field, considering Sterling Shepard got hurt last night. But what do you do if you're Brian Daboll and this crew moving forward?
Pray. That's number one. Just pray. The divine intervention, because you can't do anything offensively. Sterling Shepard is going to be out probably for the season. You don't really have any other weapons notably to speak of. Daniel Jones ain't that great, even though last night wasn't the greatest indication because he was running for his life most of the game. We understand how much he was pressured. We understand he was sacked 5 times. We understand he was hit considerably more. You take that into consideration. What choice do you have? Your offensive line isn't great. You got rookies on the offensive line getting abused by DeMarcus Lawrence. You got receivers that are virtually non-existent. One of your top receivers is out for the season. Your quarterback is suspect. All you have is Saquon Barkley. And so as a result of that, you know, there's not much you can do other than pray, because you just don't have the requisite weapons. You got to go out there, move the football, move the chains as much as you possibly can. And if you can't score, pray and hope that you're on the field long enough to give your defense rested, keep your defense rested, and understand that most games are going to be low scoring if you're going to win, because you damn sure ain't going to score but so many points.
Stephen A. Smith, host of First Take, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So now, Stephen A., you know, you and I, we go back and forth about this whole Lamar Jackson can't throw the ball, not accurate, can't do this, that. Is he now, though? Is he accurate to you now? Is he showing you anything throwing the football?
No, he clearly has been more accurate. There's no doubt about that. He's putting forth a sensational performance right now. He's bet on himself. I'm still petrified that he's going to get himself hurt. I'm scared to death because I want him to get his bag. And you see guys, you know they can't sit up there and just straight up tackle him. So they're going after his legs, that's his ankles, that's his knees, et cetera, et cetera. You just want to make sure that he's healthy so he can get the bag. But in the end, the accuracy is there. The running ability is unquestioned. He is the Baltimore Ravens offense. He is the leading candidate for league MVP honors right now with the way that he's playing. Nobody can deny that. He's been nothing short of sensational, showing that he's worthy of a guaranteed $250 million since Deshaun Watson got $230 million guaranteed and just disrupted the market in the way that he did.
And as I said before the season for Aaron Judge, he might go for 60 in a contract year. I'll say it right now. Lamar Jackson in a contract year might go for 60 touchdowns between the air and the ground. He's got 12, 10 in the air, 2 on the ground. The all-time record is Peyton Manning. No one's even aware of the number 56. They'll be aware of the number 60. Stephen A., who is the best? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Max. What I would say is this, though. It's not just about the numbers and the way that Lamar Jackson's playing. It's the fact that throughout the years, Baltimore has given him but so many weapons to work with. It's one thing to be that focal point of the offense. It's another thing to have to be that in order for you to have a chance to win, because the personnel that they put on the field with you, albeit very good, and Bateman and others, isn't necessarily great as of yet. DuVernay is having a great year as well. I'm just saying, when you look at what they ask of Lamar Jackson
more
to
than
do,
no.
And the fact that he's still able to go out there and do it, that's why he deserves his money.
Yeah, more than anyone. By the way, no offensive line, et cetera, et cetera. Who's the best team in football right now?
Wow. Believe it or not, a legitimate argument could be made for the Philadelphia Eagles.
So I don't.
I'm still along those lines of the Buffalo Bills. I thought that Sunday was an aberration because of the weather, the heat, Stephon Diggs catching cramps, Josh Allen looking anything but other than what we're accustomed to seeing him look like. But there is no question that Miami, to me, has had some good wins.
But when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, they just appear to be a bit dominant right now for the first 3 weeks. Jalen Hurts, I believe, is an MVP candidate himself right now. He's just flat-out balling. And I love Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown with them. I'm just looking at some of the weapons that they have, particularly the ability to run the football and offensive line that runs, blocks, and pass protects. I just look at all of those things from that regard and then look at their defense and how it's played thus far, especially after they just swallowed up Carson Wentz, even though Washington stinks this year. And I just say right now, it's fluid, but right now you can look at the Philadelphia Eagles and say them.
It's fluid. Stephen, and I hear you on how Jalen Hurts and they've been playing. Is there anything to be said, though, about who their three opponents have been? When you think about the Vikings, Kirk Cousins, the Lions, and also the Commanders, right? That's my only caveat.
Well, I would tell you that the Lions have been up out for everybody. So does 2-1. So we can't ignore that. Again, it remains to be seen. I'm just saying that when we look at the Philadelphia Eagles and you go position by position, tell me what their flagrant weakness is. They might have one, but it's a bit difficult to find. And I think when you look at it from that perspective and you see the elevation of Jalen Hurts, as Keyshawn will tell you, who worked out in Cali in the offseason and clearly has improved his level of play, the fact that he's a viable, bona fide MVP candidate right now, I think speaks volumes for the expectations some of us may have for the Philadelphia Eagles this season.
Yeah, you could go through everybody's schedule and pick out duds. That's whatever. Because I'm not going to sit up here and say, well, Philadelphia's schedule all year long. If we're going to have that conversation, we're going to be doing it all year long. Because they got a schedule that is not good at all.
Philly's played an average schedule so far, and they're totally dominant in every facet of the game. On offense and defense.
Dominating the situation, for sure.
Dominant. Did we say dominant yet? All right, listen. That's Stephen A. Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you in a minute, so you better be ready.
Why are you talking like a brother supposed to be scared?
No, I'm not.
I mean, bring it. I'll see you at top of the hour.
Yeah, top of the hour.
Nobody's scared of you.
I ain't saying you.
I'll see you at top of the hour.
I'm waiting for you.
T minus 20 all right. minutes and 30 seconds from now. All right, thanks,
all right,
Stephen
y'all. A. Thank
all you, man.
Can Brian Daboll save Daniel Jones' Giants career, or is that beyond salvation? He played pretty well last night.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, guys, Mac Jones is dealing with what doctors have diagnosed as a severe high ankle sprain. Now, the sources have told Adam Schefter that it would cause many to have surgery, but maybe not Mac Jones, Key. Maybe not Mac Jones.
What's wrong with you, Mac?
Well, because that's the implication, right? Implied is many would have surgery. But
not the tough Mac Jones. Not big, strong Alabama Mac Jones.
Country strong.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was starting to regress a little bit at the quarterback spot. I hadn't seen anything that made me go, oh, they're going to be missing this guy this year. I just haven't. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. Josh McDaniels leaves. And he looks like a shell of himself, right? I mean, that's kind of the way that I looked at it. Who's their backup? Hoyer?
Brian Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he knows that offense better than anybody.
Yeah. New England might be in a little bit of trouble. He might be in a little bit of trouble. Like,
well, Bill Belichick better make the playoffs this year. That's all I have to say.
With Brian Hoyer?
Yeah.
Well, he might. He might, though, because Bill knows what to do.
You don't think that changes expectations? You're still going to hold him to that same standard?
Yeah, it does. I mean, Mike Tomlin lost his quarterback, went 8-8. At least go 500. Yeah. Greatest coach of all time, right? Undisputed greatest coach of all time?
He is for me.
I'm not saying he's not the greatest. I'm not saying he's not.
I haven't seen anybody else better than Bill.
Wait, I'm not saying he's not maybe the greatest coach of all time.
Max posing an argument. He just doesn't like claiming somebody else.
No, what I'm saying is it's no longer undisputed. He may be the greatest coach of all time. Because Bill Walsh existed, Vince Lombardi existed,
Tom
Landry existed.
They don't have seven.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick six. Bill Belichick got six and zero without Tom Brady. Zero.
So
not one, zero. How many playoff games has he won without Tom Brady in the last 20 years?
Without Montana?
That doesn't matter.
Never mind that
argument.
Because Seifert.
Never mind that. He reinvented offense.
Seifert won with Steve Young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many?
Never mind that. He reinvented the offense.
Oh, okay.
Why are you against the West Coast? You have a West Coast an anti-West Coast bias. If it would have been called the East Coast offense, Key would be backing it right now.
You pivot in the game, my man. You pivot so quickly. Bye-bye.
You notice that?
You know the trick, though? It's the West Coast offense. Everybody runs the same stuff and been running the same stuff for years.
Before the West Coast
offense? Yes!
Before the West Coast
yes!
offense. Ridiculous. Bill Walsh reinvented the game.
Oh, sorry. No, but he called it the West Coast, and everybody's like, that's the offense. I'm like, everybody been running the same principles. Man, stop. They were running them principles with Jim Brown. Get out of here.
I'm trying to think of coaches who've won Super Bowls with multiple quarterbacks.
Who has?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name?
What's his
Joe
name?
Gibbs and Bill Parcells.
Parcells.
And Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, but with different.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Jay ran out of pom-poms.
Very disappointed, Jay. I thought you knew me better than that.
I got pom-poms for anybody that wins me money, kid.
It's like the dating game. You got to know what the other person thinks. I figured by now we've been dating long enough that Jay would know that I'm a Mahomes guy.
I say Justin Herbert, and you start running around in circles here. You get so excited.
I happen to like Justin Herbert a lot. But I love Patrick Mahomes. If I must give my heart to one, it would be Patrick
Mahomes. Jay says, whoever makes me money. That's a good one to cover that up.
Yeah.
Cover it up that way. Whoever wins me money.
You get one on the side.
Bank account.
Who's your one on the side? If you have one on the side.
No, I don't want to practice infidelity.
Mahomes is my guy, and then on the side, I think it's Burrow and Herbert. I got two.
I don't have
on
anybody
side.
On the side. I'm committed to my money, my bank account.
We finally won our Monday parlay, guys.
I would take Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes, me too.
Yeah, and then
you said Rodgers. Wait a minute.
No, I said Rodgers. You said one on the side.
You have Mahomes on the side.
Yeah,
I got Mahomes. On the
side. We got a side one.
I probably got Burrow on the side, but then if not, I love Burrow. I love Burrow.
I got Aaron Rodgers on the side.
Me and Brady.
I might have Herbert on the side. Burrow or Herbert.
Me and Brady, we still cool.
Yeah.
We cool. Me and Brady's still cool.
Yeah.
Whatnot. Yeah, it'd be hard to turn down Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I got, that's how I am this with Lamar. Me and Lamar are good.
Yeah, what you up to, Carl? Awkward, out loud. You know, I'm in town. You
Lamar
know?
Might be edging out.
I heard you. I'm in town. I mean, I know. I'm here. He's so stupid.
Lamar might be edging out Herbert and Burrow
for
me.
Where are we going this week, Key? Where are we going this weekend? Oh,
right? I mean.
Yeah.
I'm in town.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm in town. You know.
Hey. What you doing?
Justin Herbert.
You know who his is really, though? He's lying on it. On his is Tua. That's your.
No,
that's
he just met Tua.
Tua's on my other phone.
But he's thinking about Tua's on the other phone, but he's thinking about him a lot. You know what I mean? He might be with Josh Allen, but he's thinking about Tua a lot.
No, because he's a little afraid of DJ Khaled. He's a little afraid of Rick Ross, so he's trying to see how that whole thing is going to go on before he dives all the way in. See, he ain't dove all the way in yet. Jay pump faking you. He ain't dove in. He wait because Jay knows at any moment that thing can go way south, and he'll be sitting here with egg on his face.
Yeah, I'm couching it. That's how I've been. But see, I don't think he knows the game plan for me.
He's saying Rodgers, Mahomes, but that's who he thinks is the best. Who his heart belongs to? I actually think it's two other dudes.
Ooh, Lamar.
I think it is. No,
oh, no, I love Lamar.
I think his
Lamar.
Heart
Jalen
belongs.
Jalen Hurts, we gonna holler.
I think his heart belongs to. Either these are the two. It's either Derek Carr or Jalen Hurts.
No, Hurts,
those are the
Derek
two.
Carr I didn't gave up. I didn't
Derek Carr, Jalen
Derek,
Hurts.
Derek Carr's his first love.
Oh, yeah, it's his first
up.
Love.
It's really hard for
I'd
him to
give
like,
up Carr in a heartbeat.
Let it go.
Yeah,
I give up Carr in a heartbeat for Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so Hurts
younger,
is
younger. Just
it looks better. It looks better.
I knew I would make y'all laugh.
It looks better.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Carr might got little shots and the wrinkles. You know.
Yeah.
It looks better. Once upon a time, Derek Carr, but already a little long in the tooth.
Yeah,
he's
a little long in the tooth.
Jalen Hurts is that new
he's
money.
He's messing
though.
Around with
he's
the Botox. Money, you know?
Lamar might bump everyone this year for all of us in the end.
He might.
If he gets the 60 touchdowns. Listen, we hit our parlay finally,
he
guys.
Can buy
did you know
car.
Did you know that we hit our Monday parlay? I'm trying to give us good news here.
Of course I did.
Key, you had the over on Graham Gano.
Yeah.
Six and a half.
You finally got a win on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
3-1 sure looks better than 2-2 and 1-3.
Hey, man.
Jay,
for the basketball,
you had
I'm doing it.
Daniel Jones rushing yards. I mean, Daniel Jones tripled his rushing yard projection just about.
Good call, James.
You're and I had Saquon Barkley who beat his over under. And by the way, the over under fell the next day by a point, or by the afternoon, it had fallen by a point, and he hit the over. So our overall record. Wait a minute. Hold on. The parlay can't, we can't have different records. The parlay has to be the same.
No,
it's all of our individual.
It's Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
We're carrying you. And Max.
Key is 3-1. Jay is 2-2. I'm 1-3.
Yeah.
It's early in the season.
Yeah, that's true. But usually at 1-3, and you're in a cellar like that,
damn,
you're behind.
Damn.
Far behind.
Yeah.
Hey, can Brian Daboll save Daniel Jones's career?
Career as far as a starter?
Daniel Jones, it's
got to
be late.
No, I'm saying
it's got
to
be late.
As far as a starter,
a lot of people didn't pick up the phone.
As a starter?
Yeah.
For the Giants, he can. For the Giants, he can.
As
what I mean
starter.
By that is he could satisfy their taste buds, and they can run it back with him on a short-term deal, less money.
If they don't identify, if they don't see a quarterback they like.
If they don't get C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, he could do that.
Or the 40-year-old from
he can't save it in the free agent
from Tennessee
market.
That
no.
Key likes.
The 40-year-old. Cooker's not 40.
He's 24 years old.
Okay, that's college kids.
That means he's 25 in his rookie year.
I don't think he can.
It doesn't matter.
And I like Daniel Jones, and he played decently last night, but nothing pops off the page.
Are you going to get a rookie?
He's fast.
Are you getting a rookie?
He's fast.
Are you going to get a rookie?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're saying you're going to get a rookie with the 17th pick of the draft.
Got to trade up.
So now you got to get trade up for an unknown, not
and plus,
sure what
and,
it is.
And plus, see, Key might be right about
Joe Judge.
Key might be right about the medium term for Daniel Jones, like a bridge-type contract
bridge contract.
Because the Giants have so many holes to fill because Gettleman screwed up the roster so bad that you can't really use all that draft capital to move up. You got to still build your team.
But he's got to show more than what he showed last night.
Exactly.
I thought he looked pretty good last night.
But he's got to show more.
Yeah.
That, you might as well keep Tyrod Taylor, man. For that. Tyrod Taylor could have did that.
Well, there you go. See what I mean?
If that's what you want to do. You want to move on from Daniel, draft a guy, Tyrod take this over for the next year, that young guy sit behind, learn, and that's what it'll be.
New York's odds fell. Look at that. They were second. They were tied with Dallas. Now they're the defense.
It was a pick 'em game last night.
The defense did not play with character late in the game. I think they did throughout a lot of the game, but late in the game, when you want to see them make a stand, they gave up everything, every which way, air and ground, two touchdowns. I mean, you know, come on. defense was not stout when it needed to be.
Okay,
by the way, if the defense just holds tight, they win the game.
I'm tired of talking about the Cowboys and the Giants. Can I ask you a question? Can we make a little bet here?
What's up?
Thursday night, Dolphins at Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals, 3.5 point favorites.
Mm.
Your boy, Joe Burrow,
mm-hmm.
against my guy, Tua. Key, who do you have winning the game?
I'm probably going to go at home in the Natty.
At home in the Natty.
I'm gonna probably
it's cold. It's gonna be cold.
Nah, it won't be cold.
It's been cold out.
Like a week from now.
This Thursday.
I'm gonna take Cincy because it's not cold. I'm gonna take Cincy though because I think when I look at Chase and Higgins and Boyd and Mixon and Joe and it seemed like the offensive line was better against the Jets, although it was the Jets. I like the home dog. I like the home.
You taking the points?
You got me. I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals.
You taking the 3.5? You giving me points?
I'm not giving you any points.
Why not? That's your guy, Joe
because
Burrow.
Because the Dolphins are 3-0. They got a defense. Oh, the Bengals don't have an offensive line. Come on. They're not looking good so far, and yet I'm bold enough to pick them anyway.
What if the Dolphins lose, Jay?
They lose. I mean, I'm losing
some
money.
Yeah, key.
Leave my legs alone, man.
If they lose, they lose.
I'll lose some money.
Jay, you know what Jay does?
You got me, Mathis.
I bet excuse with something. I just bet on him. That's all I care about is the money.
Because this dude is I spy over here with body
language. You're talking about Miami because you jumped on the bandwagon. I ain't got nothing to do with no damn bet, boy.
What are you talking about?
I
put money on the game.
It ain't got nothing to do with a bet.
I picked them to cover against the Bills.
Yes, because
I said it live on our show.
Yes,
you ain't going to out-scream me on my show with my name second.
I'm not out-screaming you.
You just were.
It could have been Jay Will, Harry Douglas, and Max.
And Max. Hey, we're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Greenies coming up right now. ESPN Radio.
Could have been.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.